Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story about some tzaddikim. The central story is about a tzaddik named Rav Meir of Pramishlan, but an equally central story is about a tzaddik named the Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, and the son, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, known as Rebbe Rayatz, who was at that time not a Rebbe, he was a chassid of his father. The story goes as follows. The Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, sometimes had to take trips to different cities for health reasons, perhaps to see doctors or other health measures. And on one of these trips, they visited some of the local chassidim, and they were listening to some of the stories that some of the chassidim were telling, especially about their Rebbe, Rav Meir of Pramishlan. And this was one of the stories which they heard. Rav Meir of Pramishlan went every single day to a mikveh, which was located on the top of a hill in that village. Each day, he would go up to the top of the hill to the mikveh and come down. Now, it was a steep hill. And in the wintertime, it was very, very dangerous to go straight up the hill, as you could imagine, with ice and snow. And so most people took a long path around that went gradually up the hill, but took much longer to get there. But Meir of Pramishlan always took the direct route. And it was very dangerous and very slippery, but somehow he never slipped. And the people in the town were used to this mini miracle that happened every day during the icy weather. One day there were some visitors in the town. They were from the Enlightenment movement. Unfortunately, at that time, many Jews who were from very, very observant families got involved with a philosophy, a strange philosophy, which drew them away from Torah and mitzvahs and made them, unfortunately, not believe in Hashem and not believe in Hashem's miracles. And two of these such young men were staying in the town. They heard about what happened. In fact, they saw Rav Meir of Pramishlan go up and down the hill on a very, very icy day. And they figured it must be that there's a way to do it. It must be that it's not so difficult. We're going to do it too. We're young men. Rav Meir of Pramishlan is very old. And if he could do it, certainly we could do it. But soon after they tried to go on this icy path, unfortunately, they slipped and they fell, and unfortunately, they got bruised up pretty significantly and even had to have a doctor take care of them. Now, one of these two young men was actually the son of one of the close chassidim of Rav Meir of Pramishlan. Unfortunately, although his father was a chassid of Rav Meir, but unfortunately, the son got caught up in this Enlightenment movement. And so after he got so bruised up, he went to visit Rav Meir of Pramishlan, and he now had the utmost respect for him. And he said, Rebbe, how could it be? We tried to do what you did. We are young men. And yet, it was so icy and slippery, we fell and unfortunately we got hurt. How do you do it so successfully? Every day, up and down in the middle of the winter with ice and snow. Rav Meir of Pramishlan looked at him and said, it's very simple. When you are connected up above, you don't slip down here below. Meaning that when you are connected with Hashem, then you don't slip. Now, that doesn't mean that each one of us could try that, because our connection with Hashem may not be quite as strong as Rav Meir's. And seemingly Rav Meir experienced a miracle each day because of his incredibly strong connection with Hashem. But that's the idea, that in general in our life, we should try to remain connected with Hashem, and this way we're less likely to slip, to have things go wrong in our life down here below, because we're getting extra help from Hashem through our strong connection with Him. So in any case, this was one of the stories that the Rebbe Rishab, fifth Chabad Rebbe, and his son, who later became the Rebbe Rayatz, Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, the sixth Chabad Rebbe. one of the stories that they heard among the Hasidim there, from Meir's Hasidim. So often they would take walks together, their father and son, the Rebbe Rishab and his son. And on one of these walks, soon after they had heard this story, the young Yosef Yitzchak looked up at his father and noticed that his father was lost in thought. Just as they were walking, he was just obviously lost in thought. He was just obviously thinking of something so intensively as he was walking that you could see it. He was not walking the way a regular person walks. His face was not in the way that most people's face look as they're walking down the street. And Yosef Yitzchak became uncomfortable because it was obvious to anybody who they were walking past that his father was not in a regular way of conversation, of a regular way of the way people's mind usually think. He was in a very, very high spiritual situation. And everybody could see it. Whoever they walked past could see that the Rebbe was in another world. And so Yosef Yitzchak became uncomfortable. And finally, he had to say something to his father. And he said to his father, with, of course, the utmost respect, that it's clear that my father is meditating on something very lofty, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable because it's so obvious to everybody that we walk past that it's a very, very unusual and uncomfortable feeling for me. His father said to him, "Don't be upset." He said, don't be upset. Don't get sad or depressed. Don't let anything like this bother you. He said, because, as Reb Meir said, if you are connected up above, then you won't slip, you won't fall down here. Meaning, not just the ice, but you won't fall down in your mood. You won't fall into a feeling of sadness or depression. Nothing will bother you. Yosef Yitzchak was very, very bothered by this uncomfortable situation which he found himself in, and his father was telling him that the story of Reb Meir doesn't just apply to walking down an icy path, but it applies to our life. That whatever it is that we're involved in our life, if it's a difficult thing, if it's something which might make a person sad or depressed, if you're connected with Hashem, you will not fall down. You will not fall down in your mood, have sadness, depression, but rather your connection with Hashem will keep you in a state of simcha, in a state of joy as a person should be. And so this is a lesson for us as well, although we are not necessarily walking down an icy path right now. But whatever it is that we're dealing with in our life, life is sometimes difficult, and sometimes things can make us sad or angry or upset or even depressed. So what is the first thing to do? First thing to do is to connect more strongly with Hashem, and this will keep us from falling down. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Please keep in mind that learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is the way to keep connected with Hashem. And therefore, by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, not only will we not fall down, but this will help to keep the entire Jewish people strong and in a good way and in a happy way. And this will certainly speed the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.